While the unrest in Syria continues, Western media say foreign militants have joined armed gangs in the fight against the government. News outlets Agence France-Presse and CNN say dozens of insurgents have entered Syrian territory from several Arab countries. They're now at the Bab al-Hawa border crossing with Turkey. They say the militants are from Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt, Libya, and other Arab nations. The news comes as battles rage between government forces and armed gangs in the northwestern city of Aleppo. Fighting has also been reported in Al-Tal, a northern suburb of the capital, Damascus. In the capital itself, however, the situation seems to be calm after days of heavy fighting. Well, to give us more insight on the recent situation in Syria, we're joined by Isa Al-Cher, who's joining us from London. He's from the Syrian Social Club. Welcome to the program, sir. First of all, it's nothing new, reports of this sort, which are indicating that there is an extensive hand of foreign intervention in Syria. But how significant is it that now Western media outlets are acknowledging this fact?
It is very, very important that we have an international acknowledgement of the Western intervention. Because at the end of the day, we have to look at it as also public opinion we need to gain. And as you can see, this war on Syria is actually led by four types of categories, which is a media war, a logistical war, direct, an economic, and a political war. So in reality, for the public to understand that there is an external element that are intervening in the affair of Syria, that there are armed militants, which we have been saying that there are armed militants, external armed militants, which are playing a part in the unrest in Syria. But the international community was turning a blind eye to this. Now, having Western media acknowledging this is a positive element. We have to look at it. But we need the people who decide, politicians, to take action on this fact and actually try and actually prevent those militias and those armed militants from preventing the political process from taking part.
Mr. Al-Shaer, the U.S. Has always been claiming diplomacy as the only way forward for the for quelling the unrest there. But my question is this: what good will whatever the U.S. is doing and its allies are doing of sending arms and facilitating these armed groups, what good will it do the people of Syria?
Are you saying with regard to the involvement of the Americans and their allies? Am I correct in hearing you there?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. At the end of the day, the Syrian people would like a political solution to this crisis. The meddling of the West is a one-sided meddling involvement in destabilizing the political process. On one side, the U.S. saying that, yes, sometimes they repeat the rhetoric of they want diplomatic solutions. But on the other hand, their actions on the ground is to the contrary. Their actions on the ground is logistically supporting the armed militias, and their political rhetoric is completely against the government. It is one-sided rhetoric against the Syrian government without any kind of involvement of bringing the two sides together. On the contrary, the U.S. is playing a part of actually pushing the two sides apart from each other and pushing them towards an armed conflict rather than pushing them towards a dialogue and political solution. We've seen many attempts by the U.S. Ambassador to Syria, the former U.S. ambassador to Syria, Mr. Ford. His visits to Hamas, his exposure of some of the pictures, his continued rhetoric is completely on the other side of bringing the two sides to the table. It is actually agitating the situation, calling for more violence to be committed on the ground. That's the way we read it. Rather than playing the political role, bringing both sides, it is one-sided support from the U.S. and their allies.
From the Syrian Social Club from London, Mr. Issa Al-Shaar, many thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.